good afternoon, good evening, wherever you be in the world. This is Rolf Kermit Winterow II coming to you live out of Alaska. And got to get in the fight. I got a home page that we're still working out some bugs, but had some other things to do. But I've got on there the information on George Floyd. Did not die from that cop having his layer, his knee on his neck. He was in the process of dying, according to the official autopsy, which is used as legal evidence. It's used as legal evidence. He had three times the lethal dose of fentanyl, which I don't not really researched it up. My understanding is something like heroin, except a heck of a lot more dangerous. He was in the process of croaking. That's why he was even before that, supposedly. I can't breathe. That's one of the very symptoms of fentanyl, of dying of a fentanyl, the illegal of an overdose. Why is the truth so hard to get out anymore? Why doesn't anybody get the stuff to back it up? The documents. I have a copy, and they supposedly did another autopsy, which I haven't been able to get my hands on. But interestingly enough, I'll bring up the case. I'm going to be putting some of these cases on my homepage to follow. The estate of George Floyd is suing. Oh, yeah, they're suing. You know what's missing? The autopsy. The evidence. They're going off, oh, I can't breathe. And what we saw, that's fine. You may watch somebody get shot or whatever, die. What do they do to determine the cause of death? It's called an autopsy. Sheesh. Well, we can't do that. We're suing in the District of Minnesota in the federal, that's actually United States District Court, which is a Article I tribunal, legislative court. And the case number is 0-20-CharlieVictor-1577. 0-20-CharlieVictor-1577. And who are they suing? Derek Chauvin, in the individual capacity, a police officer, and another one as a police officer, and another one. They're suing all, and the city of Minneapolis. And I go get facts. I want to operate on facts. What a novel idea in this world. Go look. I read Pacer. You cannot believe the stuff you find out by reading when these big boys get in pissing matches in Pacer. Yeah, it costs 10 cents a page. It's worth it. You know what's missing? There is no evidence. There's no attachments to the complaint. No. Why wouldn't you put in the evidence? That should be your strongest point. Oh, Floyd died, and here is the autopsy that said something happened to his neck or his throat. The autopsy said there was nothing wrong with his damn neck. Nothing. Not a thing. Go to my homepage. Look at the autopsy yourself. Read it yourself. It's an official, a copy of an official. And then there was another article where a guy went into it. Three times a fatal dose of fentanyl. That's when he died. It's all a lie. Just like Black Lives Matter is a lie. I got to watch this video again. I had another video come in out of Florida. Well, this guy is an intelligence officer guy, and he said, Antifa, it's been around. They've been using the same procedure all over in Europe. It's nothing new. They just changed the names. They have the green, which is the stupid masses, the uneducated. Oh, it's Black Lives Matter. That's all I need to know, and the cops are bad. That's all they need to know. They don't have any brains. They're the cover. I forget what the color was in the middle. They're more of, I think, looking up stuff. I don't remember exactly because I just watched it this morning. I was really tired. I was finishing up another brief. The red, those are the people got their faces all covered up. They're in communications. They're running the show. They're the ones that's doing the arson and all of these other major things, making sure that the bricks are there and whatever. And then when they have meetings, they keep them separate from the ignorant masses because they're just brainwashed. Oh, these cops are all bad. We all know because we saw one video. So that makes every cop in America guilty by association. That's the level of intellect of the masses. Dumber than a rock. And they're communist. They're communist. And they're atheists. They're about burning Bibles in Portland. Burning a Bible? What the hell does that have to do with supposedly Black Lives Matter? You burn a Bible? And they're burning churches. Wake up. We're under assault. There's absolutely a revolution, an insurrection planned to make us go like Cuba, like Venezuela, like China. Would you like to be like China? Oh, God help us. Our forefathers gave us something, and we have so many tens of thousands of people that fought and died. Wake up, people. We're so blessed. Gotta go fight. Anyway, in this case, it's unbelievable. And Minnesota is willing to get rid of the cops. I like that one ad that Trump's got out. Press one for this. Oh, I'm sorry. In 5 days, we'll get back to you. Just can't make this stuff up. This other interview is that thing in Minnesota. I think he said something. It's around 90% or something of the Minnesotans want the cops. Well, where the hell are you? The thing that I've noticed is these ones that they interview that have the children shot, they never say, I've never heard of one of them say, you know, we need to quit voting Democrat. It's the mayor's fault. We need help. We need somebody to fix it for us. Well, you know who fixed it? It's just like in V for Vendetta. Look in the dang mirror. You is the problem. We all are. We don't do anything. It's just going to get worse. We'll lose. Absolutely. Anyway, this lawsuit is, I'm saying I'm going to follow that one up because I want to see, because Minnesota will probably bend over and say, oh my golly, yeah, oh, we don't need any facts. Let's just write a check. Yeah, let's all write a check. And go after these cops. You know, the ones on that gray out there in Baltimore, they got off. They had a bench trial. They knew better to have a jury trial. What is wrong with people? That Lightfoot in Chicago, she's a Looney Tune. They got black mayors, black police chiefs, black cops, black councilmen, black aldermen for decades, and it's somebody else's problem. You is the problem. And why these people keep voting these people, these liars in, it boggles the mind. What you'd like to do is say, burn, baby, burn. Yeah, what's it going to take? One thing I learned when I went out to try to help the Chickaloo natives over here, which are a bunch of greedy war hoops, I got no respect for them. Zero. And most of them are like that in the Chickaloo village. Hot, the same thing out that I worked on the pipeline. I went over there and I looked. I got a racist employment thing, and you go into the pump station because I was the head troubleshooter for Page Communications for Alyeska Pipeline. You see two or three natives standing around with one white guy just working his ass off, and we got these other natives standing around smoking. It's not doing them any favors. Then they had fish wheels on the Gulcana River, all on the side where the natives could go, drive up to. The other side, you had to have a boat to go, to get to put in a fish wheel. Of course, you couldn't get near as many. Then the natives would take the red salmon, into the bar and sell them out of the back of the damn truck, which is totally illegal. Unbelievable. I worked out on the pipeline. I worked out of Galkana. They bought me a big fancy truck with about $500,000 worth of test equipment. And I worked all the way from Puto Bay to Valdez. I put all the cameras in Valdez myself. Tuned them all up. I was the head troubleshooter. I loved that job. It was a good job. Good paying job. I made $80,000 in 1985. That was a lot of money back then. One morning I was going to out of Galkana. I was staying in a cabin, and pump 12 was down. Well, the pump station 11 doesn't really have anything other than it's the headquarters for the guards. I was headed down to pump 12 early in the morning, and I went down off of the bluff there. Because I worked one winter there, they had 47 days of 60 below or better. That is cold. Anyway, it was really nippy that morning. And here is this native gal sitting along the edge of the road, crying. So I pulled over. I mean, obviously, you're going to pull over and see what the problem is. So I backed up, and all I could get out of her was she'd been raped. So I put her, I had a blue van, Page Communications, who I worked for then, went back to Galkana, called the cops, because in the all of the Alyeska and Page, we all had a phone patch where you could dial anywhere in the world right out of your vehicles. And I called the state troopers. And they said, oh, we'll be in at 8 o'clock. Just dump her off on the front steps. I said, you got to be kidding me. Oh, yeah, it'll be all right. Even they had no respect for the natives. I may not like what they do, but they're people. So I sat there with her the whole time, and I got very little out of her other than she'd been raped by somebody. I waited until the Alaska State Troopers showed up so she could get inside where it was warm. But they had no respect for the native. You know, you just can't make this stuff up. Like I say, the stuff that they're doing for the natives is not helping the natives in Alaska. They can go out and find ivory out in Dogdelegam. I can't pick it up. I got to go get them to put some scrimshaw on it so I can have it. They get their property taxes paid in Dillingham. I don't. They can go do all kinds of fish. I can't. They can shoot a moose out of season, for their potluck. Well, I forget what the name of it's called right now. It just escapes me the word. When somebody dies, oh, you can just go shoot a moose. I can't do that. But they're all citizens of the United States. Now, you figure that one out. They don't pay property taxes. They get 160 acres allotment. Tax-free. But they get to vote. But, of course, we're all citizens of the United States, and the people in America have hoodwinked because a citizen of the United States is a statutory creation back in 1866, 14 Stat 27. You can find it on the Internet quite easily, 42 U.S.C. 1981 and 1982. 42 U.S.C. 1981 and 1982. They gave them civil rights. They did not give them any political rights. But they can have the same rights as white citizens. You can't make this stuff up. And they have the right to vote. Which means they can show up, but they have no elective franchise or right of suffrage. Supreme Court said so. So all that means is when they come up to the building, they can't have Antifa or Black Lives Matter or white supremacy, whatever flavor of nonsense, keep you from going in the building. But the exercise, your constitutional right of suffrage and the elective franchise, you have none with the citizens of the United States. You know why? Because it's the same thing as taking on the persona of the person, the same thing as if you were like a tenant or a landlord or some other specific status that is statutorily controlled. It's a statutory creation, just like a corporations are statutory creations. And whoever creates them, the legislature or Congress, controls what each of them can and cannot do. what all of them do have in common is they have no political rights. None. So the obvious question comes about, who the hell has political rights today? That's keeping our country running. Oh, I have 110 cases documented from the United States District Courts, the legislative courts, where the court said, by the way, that it's the judicial power of a district court. What's that mean? It's not judicial power of the United States. That's in the Constitution, Article 3. It's ordained and established. They did it twice in the Constitution of the United States. They put ordained and established twice in the Constitution. Why? Why twice? They put it in the beginning. Why did they put it under Article 3? Because they understood and made it in concrete. You cannot take away our courts, our case and controversies in law and equity. They've done it. And just like V for Vendetta, if you want to know who the problem is, just take a look in the mirror. It's us. Because we do not understand. We don't want to know. Most people don't. For some reason, I don't know why. If you don't have a remedy to go to court, what are you going to do? Going to get out a gun and go shoot somebody? No, that's going to work well. Go back to the Wild West? Or worse? You just literally... It's so unbelievable. It just shocks the conscience. We're in the Matrix, folks. Our constitutional republic is all gone right now. It's all there. There's just nobody using it. It's giving lip service. But nobody home. Back in a minute.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my Ease Off?
Go to easeoff.com, EAZEOFF.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new Easy 4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. Ease Off LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Okay, well, we're back here. I'm going to cover several subjects, and I'm also going to get into the predicate for regulation, because we're being ruled by those damn things, and they got no force and effect of law. They're all smoke. And one of the most important cases that we've got going on to watch is General Flynn. Now, they had to take him out because they would have never done the Russian hoax with him there. He knew too much about what's going on. That's why Obama fired him. So they got around. Cindy Powell gets around, great attorney. Finds out that they hid all kinds of exculpatory evidence, evidence that would have helped, that showed absolutely there was no anything. There was no crime. There was no nothing. It was all made up. So she puts in, have it dismissed. Well, Judge Sullivan, he's the one that screwed Senator Stevens out of Alaska, same SOB. Got around, and he won't do it. So Sidney Powell put in a mandamus, so it goes to the District of Columbia. And by the way, any court in the District under Columbia, under the Constitution, can do any type of law they want, administrative or constitutional law, because the District of Columbia is not one of the several states. But they're operating in the United States District Court, which is a Article 1, Clause 8, Section 9, legislative tribunal where the judge represents the court, and the court is under the control of Congress. They print this stuff, not me. They did it. So the judge is working for the Congress. Because you see, the political side, if a citizen of the United States has no political right, who the hell does? Somebody's got to do something here. There's got to be a vacuum filled. Well, United States of America is a sovereign body politic, which is totally against everything in our republic. We, the people, are the sovereign, and then we, through a limited delegation of power granted in the constitution of the several states, which are sovereign countries, a limited delegation of power there, and then another limited delegation to the government of the United States established by the Constitution of the United States. We're it. So how can some entity come out and say United States of America is a sovereign body politic? I went back and looked, Westlaw, like I say, if you don't have Westlaw, you just weed in the wind. You have no chance. Just go fishing or go do something else. Just ain't going to happen out of a law library. In 1913, from 1789 to 1913, the real party of interest was the United States, because we had a government of the United States. So shouldn't the real party of interest be United States in criminal and civil? You think? That's the record. In 1913, it changed. Did we have an amendment that changed who the government of the United States is? No. What happened? Something happened. There's got to be a cause and effect. You don't just change the real party of interest in the courts. In 1913, something happened. What was it? I just stumbled onto this when I was doing something else. That's, I don't know. It just come, these things just come when they're needed. I don't know what to say. It is what it is. But I was reading this case, and I couldn't believe it. I said, well, there it is right there. There's the reason. It's Adams versus Clinton. 90F SUPP 2D35. 90F SUPP. That means it's a district court case. 2D35. That happens to be out of D.C. They're talking about in 1913, the 17th Amendment granted the people of each state, rather than their legislatures, the right to choose senators. But what did they do? They left out one word. One word! Because you see, who does the House of Representatives? It's in Article 1, Section 2. Article 1, Section 2, the House of Representatives shall be composed of members chosen every second year by the people of the several states. So what did they do in the 17th Amendment? Oh, we just left out that one word. That's not the people of the several states. We're just talking about the states. Each state they put in. So see, when you do that, then we can define the word. Because it's no longer several states. They can't define that. It's self-defining. They just left out one word. So as soon as the 17th Amendment passes, lo and behold, away we go. The legislatures have lost their standing in the Constitution of the United States. We, being dumber than rocks, have lost our standing because we think we're citizens of the United States, because that just sounds so damn deliciously good. And Congress is behind it, right? So the Constitution has no standing of the two parties, the 10th Amendment. We're not there. There's nobody home. It's all there. But we say, no, we don't want that nasty old, by that document, by those nasty old men. Back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalized blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendivite. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Okay, well, we're back here. And I'm going to go over this because it's so little understood. Let me just get back to this. Let me go to this political rights. I was on that because this is so important. It's an ex parte, Commonwealth of Virginia. It's 100 U.S. 339, 1879 case. And it's 100 U.S. 339. And this is just an amazing case. Lays it all out. They're talking about this 14th Amendment and all this other stuff. They're talking about the, and this is from the quote, "The equality of protection intended does not require all persons shall be permitted to participate in the government of the state and the administration of its laws, to hold its offices, or to be clothed with any public trust." Citizens of the United States don't get it. They go on. "The equality of the protection secured extend only to civil rights. Civil rights, as distinguished from those which are political or arise from the form of government and its mode of administration." Get that? Hey, God, the ones that this is civil, it's not political. The political ones are the ones that tell us what kind of government we have and its mode of operation with public officers. "It opens the court to everyone on the same terms for the security of his persons and property, the prevention and redress of wrongs, the enforcement of contracts. It assures everyone the same rules of evidence and modes of procedure. It allows no impediments to the acquisition of property and the pursuit of happiness, to which all are not subjected. It suffers no other or greater burdens or charges to be laid upon one than that are all are equally borne by others. In the administration of criminal justice, it permits no different or greater punishment to the imposed on one than is prescribed to all for like offenses." Now we're going to get into the meat. "It secures to all persons their civil rights upon the same term, but it leaves political rights, or such as arise from the form of government and its administration, as they stood previous to its adoption." Get that? Political never changed. Civil just says, oh, when we all go to court, they can't screw around with us. We all are the same. Even a citizen in France, has they have standing on civil. Here's another killer that goes on. "It has no more reference to them than it has to social rights and duties, which do not rest on any positive law." Social rights, social media, and all of that is crap. Do you know what it is? You don't agree with me. It's called identity politics. You don't agree with my form of what I think is right. It's not positive law. It's not constitutional law. It's not inalienable right. There's no moral law to it. It's what I think everybody should do. It's called identity politics. Call it what it is. Social justice, social right, there is no such thing. Sheesh. God, it's amazing. They continue on. "Though they are more potential in controlling the intercourse of individuals." You think? Everything today is on social justice. It doesn't exist. They go on. This is really important. in the consideration of questions growing out of these amendments, and such confusion has arisen from a failure to distinguish between the civil and the political rights of citizens. Did you ever hear these politicians talk about political rights? No, because you know who the United States of America is a sovereign body politic is? That's Congress. I got 110 documented cases with the parties, the courts, everything in the public record. That's Congress. Because guess what? The several states, 17th Amendment, they have no standing, and we don't because we've elected to say we don't. Continue on. It says civil rights are absolute and personal. Political rights, on the other hand, are conditioned and dependent upon the discretion of the elective or appointing power, whether that be the people acting through the ballot or one of the departments of their government. The civil rights of the individual are never to be withheld and may be always judicially enforced. The political rights which we may enjoy, such as holding office, discharging a public trust, are qualified because their possession depends upon his fitness to be a judge by those whom society has clothed with the elective authority. The 13th and the 14th Amendments were designed to secure the civil rights of all persons of every race, color, and condition, but they left the states to determine whom the possession of the political power should be entrusted. Is that not clear? This is manifest on the fact that when it was desired to confer political power upon the newly made citizens of the state, as was done by inhibiting denial to them of the suffrage on account of race, color, previous condition of servitude, and a new amendment was required. So do you get it? Civil rights, says everybody gets treated equally in the courts or their own land. Political rights never changed. It's up to the states. Well, guess what? A citizen of the United States does not exist in one of the several states. They don't exist. You got to be a citizen of Texas, or a citizen of Arizona, a citizen of North Carolina, a citizen of Minnesota, and you have to be domiciled in that state, and that state has to be one of the several states. That has changed. How did they do that? How'd they do it? Well, first of all, we got to figure out, we're so stupid, we don't know who we be. We don't know who we are. We think a citizen of the United States is a good thing because that's all that's available, so it must be good. Our status, who we are, our birthright is extremely important. Ask Esau the Bible. He gave it up for some porridge and little beans. Creator was pissed at him when he did it. Because it's called law of the land. It's called due process of law. Those are the same things. Law of the land. You can't have law of the land if you have no birthright. Because they're locked together. Can't be separated. Due process of law. Not due process. Due process of law. Different. These people coming across the border, they're citizens of the United States. Congress can make them citizens of the United States. Sure. What they cannot do, they cannot be naturalized, because everybody coming into this country from the beginning of our republic until today, you have to get rid of all allegiance. You can't have a dual citizenship. As a citizen of the United States, you can't. You know why? Because it's the same thing. I can be a landlord over here. I can be a tenant over here. Because it has nothing to do with your birthright. Sheesh. Nothing to do with it. Congress made it up. It's a statutory condition. Just like they made up corporations. We're not a corporation. We're not a... We are a status. It's a status. I got that out of some trust stuff going into great detail. That's why I finally understood, because I could never understand the IRS code. Because you see this definition of person all the time. Person shall be construed. This is in 26 U.S.C. 7701. 26 U.S.C. 7701. Person shall be construed to mean and include an individual, a trust, a state, partnership, association, company, or corporation. So my question was, how could I end up in the same status as a corporation? Yeah. How can I do that? Well, it's real simple. It's right there. Individual. So what's an individual? You never take anything for granted, ever, from me or anybody else. You go look up what's the definition of an individual. 5 U.S.C. 552A, A2. 5 U.S.C. 552A, A2. Individual means. That's got a whole new definition. It's irrelevant of a dictionary, anything. It's an exclusive definition. It's a citizen of the United States or an alien. Yep. Citizen of the United States. Ah, civil rights. That's why we can get around and use the definition of person, because each one of these entities and under person has civil rights. None of them have political rights. An individual doesn't. Citizen of the United States has no political rights. No. We don't got it. Now it makes perfect sense. Not only making sense, it's the legal part of it. Just can't make this stuff up. Like I say, it's just unbelievable. So, God, the citizen of the United States, what a crock of smoke. Then we have a case where in Carolinas they took on the National Voter Registration Act, because they all use to be a citizen of the United States. Everything you do is tied to that. Your driver's licenses, your social security number, your corporate, everything is tied to that. I guarantee you. IRS is strictly that. But there's a way to defeat it. Knowledge is an understanding, is a way to defeat this junk. But you got to have evidence. The first time I did my status, I got to get that done. I just been working on so many things that haven't got it updated, but it's going to be a killer. The other one works, but this one's going to be up on steroids. I did that, and I registered to vote as a citizen of Alaska, and the IRS quit taking 15% out of my Social Security. So I called them up, rubbed their nose in it. Oh, we shouldn't be doing that. Well, get it on. They didn't. Then they really pissed me off. They didn't renew the lien. So I can't go after them. I got no standing. Myself, I always have to operate through somebody else. I guess I didn't like what I was doing. I don't know. I thought it was kind of interesting, because I couldn't figure out what happened until I looked and see what I did. And then I called up and confirmed with rubbing their nose at it. Oh, we're going to change that. They never did. Status is so important. Who are you? Really important. And the other, one of the most important things is people do not understand. Civil rights is the right to go to court, be treated equally in court, all that good stuff. But political rights has to do with the form of government and its administration. And there are no elections in any of the several states today for public officers of that state. Can I prove it? They print it. Every state is under the National Voter Registration Act. The latest one is 1993. They were doing it before. And it defines state. Means a state of the United States. That means the state is like a municipal entity under the United States. And the District of Columbia. So we're, your state which is totally different, one of the several states, totally different than the District of Columbia under the Constitution. But under the National Voter Registration Act, they're the same. Who in the District of Columbia is a qualified elector, a citizen of the United States? That's not right in their code. Did you find that in your state code? No. How do they pull that off? We are deemed to be in a federal area under the Buck Act of 1940, put into positive law in 1947. Under the Buck Act, we're deemed. Would you like to be deemed to be president of the United States? Deemed to be rich? Give me a bank account. I'll go for it. With a few million, I'll be deemed to be a millionaire. Taken as true, but not deemed. It's in Title IV, United States Code. 110, I think. 4 U.S.C. 110, right in that area. The Buck Act. Yep. Anything that ties into the federal, they can, quote, make it legal, but then we're just deemed because guess what? We sign up for it. Yeah, we do. See, they can't force us to. Except they fear and panic. Because we have corrupt courts, got corrupt lawyers, got corrupt politicians, ad nauseum. Democratic Party is nothing but the party of Satan. And we got a whole bunch of Republicans that are rhinos. They're right in bed with them. Thank God for Trump. And a few that's fighting. I'm hoping that it looks like Barr and... can't think of the other guy right now. His name escapes me, but we call it an indictment. These people got to be prosecuted, or we're going to lose our republic. If we do, it's going to be like Revelations, because there will be no remedy. It'll be a civil war, flat out. Bill Biden can't even put two sentences together. I can't believe that people support somebody that basically has got dementia or Alzheimer's. I understand they can't get around and. I don't know what to say. It makes me wonder what the hell is going on here. I don't know. It's like I say, you just can't make this stuff up. It's just beyond belief, because it's like they say, the lie will make it around the world before you get your pants on. Nobody wants to talk about the truth anymore. These are facts that I'm talking about. It took me a long time to be able to prove them. These states aren't even supposed to be legislating as citizens of the United States. They're doing it. Why? Because you and me have signed up to let them do it. Problem is us. But if you can't prove it, you're wasting your time. I mean, most people know something's wrong, I think. Just like this defunding the police. This is crazy. You cannot have a society if you don't have some law enforcement. Because there are bad people. There are people that are crazy than loons that want to go to try socialism that never works. It sounds deliciously good. We'll all have medical. We'll have everybody coming in with no borders. We'll just help everybody out. You don't even have to go to work. You're free college, free everything. Never works. It can't. Look at Venezuela. Look at Cuba. Look at the old USSR. Look at the old East Germany. What East Germany was a real good against West Germany. One of them's in the toilet. The other one, the economy was just running off the chart. It never works. Our pilgrims come over and try to basically a form of Congress or of communism. We'll put it all in the same pot and they like to starve to death. They figure out we got to give you land and you get to keep what you work for. What a novel idea. That's what's made America great. And we have an inalienable rights from the Creator. We're the only country in the world that's done that. Is our country perfect? No. Are you perfect? No. Am I perfect? No. But we're striving to be better. That's the difference. And of course, what they want to do, these were slave owners. They did this. We're going to pick, find something that they were. Well, every one of these presidents and everybody's got sins, I guarantee you. Even old Martin Luther King. He loved them dear prostitutes. He stole I Have a Dream. He didn't make that up. He stole that thing. That still doesn't take away that he accomplished some things that helped the blacks. Let he who is without sin cast the first stone. These people are satanic. They're either possessed by demons, or they're just evil, or they're antichrist. They're trying to overthrow our government. And if the silent majority doesn't get off our tushes, we're going to lose it. It's happened more in one country. That could happen here. These people are just pure evil. Anyway, this is about our citizens of the United States. So anyway, getting back to this General Flynn, and then I'm going to get into the predicate, more stuff on that. United States, DOJ, this idiot, Judge Sullivan, a Clinton appointee, the DOJ withdrew the charges. It's a done deal. There's nobody to prosecute. The executive prosecutes. So the U.S. of A. filed a brief. Sidney Powell filed a brief. And I just can't make this stuff. 2-1, they said, hey, Sullivan, you got no standing. Dismiss. Oh, he wouldn't have that. So he files in for an en banc hearing. That's to have all the judges hear it. And they grant it. They granted it. What are they going to talk about? What would you talk about if a judge is supposed to be an independent party in an adversarial hearing? Now the prosecutor says, we don't want to prosecute. Who's going to prosecute? And they say, we screwed up, we withheld evidence, there was no crime. And General Flynn has been jerked around for out of crime that never, they forced people into doing admissions of guilt, one to save their other family members or whatever. These guys are really good at it. That doesn't mean he can't change his mind, especially when they got all this evidence that they withheld to come out and say, there was never no crime to begin with, so what are we doing here? In the interest of justice, that should be it. Oh, no. What do they tell that they're going to talk about? Here's what they said. This is the order. You can't make this is in the District of Columbia. It's 20-5143. That's the number, 20-5143. That's your appellate number. Let's see, how many judges they got? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. There's 12 circuit judges. They're going to go for en banc. What's the subject? What do you talk about? A judge that has no standing, if the executive says, we're not going to prosecute. Well, the judge can't prosecute, can he? I don't think so. The other side says, hey, we got you by the cojones. You lied, withheld evidence, ad nauseum. So what are they going to talk about? Quoting, further order that the oral argument before the en banc court be heard 9:30 on Tuesday, August 11th. The parties should be prepared to address whether there are, quote, no other adequate means to attain the relief desired. And they cite a case, 542 U.S. 367. I've not read it yet. no other means. Well, if there is other means, I mean, you can keep saying he's guilty and he can go to the Supreme Court and we can delay this out for another 6 months or a year. That's not what justice is about. If you have no standing, you're done. D-O-N-E. Toast. It's over. The judge has no standing. Now, this is in the argument of the DOJ's. Respondent nowhere acknowledges that under Article 2, the power to drop pending criminal charges belongs to the executive, not the judiciary. Quite the opposite. Respondent asserts the power to determine whether the executive's exercise of prosecutorial discretion really serves, quote, legitimate prosecutorial interest. What the hell is that? Respondent is also acknowledges that under Article 3, a federal court has no basis for exercising judicial power once the party has applied contract.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.